In the Loop with Chris, Zach, and Alex Lupica.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to In the Loop. Just want to remind you to rate this show on iTunes and SoundCloud, and be sure to tweet us at In the Loopica. That's with two O's in the place of the U. And before we get started here, we have to tell you about Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. All right, here we go. Time for a podcast. We just tried this introduction once, but Chris, I forgot the one thing you guys told me to say.
Yeah, I wanted to, first off, wish the listeners a happy holidays.
I went like five words without wishing everyone happy holidays, and you stopped me down.
Yeah, it's important to say it off the top. We got the season coming up. You know, no matter what you're celebrating something. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all the fine listeners out there.
Kloop, is this your favorite time of the year?
Well, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, but this time here with bowl season, with Christmas, with presents, with New Year's, and we're all taking a little vacation down to Florida between Christmas and New Year's. Safe to say, I'm in a pretty good mood about all that.
Can I set the scene a little bit here? Because people are probably wondering why Zach's on the phone, on the landline. I'm at the headquarters in Manhattan. Chris, you're at your station in Rye. Zach is at home in Connecticut, so we have him on the phone. This after a trip to Orlando last week. You come back to New York City, now you're in Connecticut, you're going back to Florida after Christmas. Your geography is all over the place, Z-Loop.
Yeah, and you know what the problem is? Kloop and I were in the city Saturday, and then Sunday we came back here, and I didn't really bring enough stuff to get me all the way through the Florida trip. So I'm kind of sitting with some of my stuff in New York that I need. But I don't really want to go back now.
You're saying your travel schedule is stuff-related.
Send an Uber.
Yeah, or I could just... I think I could get by with what I have.
I think you could, too.
Okay.
But we couldn't do the pod last week. You're in Orlando down at the winter meetings.
Yeah, I mean, I could have done a phoner, but...
For MLB, you could have done a phoner. Anything really notable about the winter meetings in Orlando?
Pretty slow, to be honest. Giancarlo Stanton got traded to the Yankees. That kind of happened before, but we kind of had that to talk about for a while. No big deals when we were down there. Marcelo Ozuna traded to the Cardinals, but for the most part, pretty slow. Scott Boras kind of has the whole thing tied up around his finger.
The entire league?
Yep.
All being run by Boras?
Pretty much.
Kloop, I was going to forget to bring this up, so I'm glad you mentioned it pre-show. Alumni basketball game, high school, King Lo Haywood Thomas, Stanford, Connecticut. I didn't even know you were going to play in this game. And, well, why don't you just tee it up? Because it got as dramatic as it could have gotten.
Yeah, so there was a Facebook invite a while ago. I'd forgotten about it. A couple of my buddies just, like, reached out via text on Friday. They're like, are you playing in the alumni game on Saturday? It's like, whatever, yeah, I got nothing going on. I'll go over there and tee it up. I haven't played hoops in 4 years. Like, not at all. Haven't taken one jumper.
Zach, tell the listeners about Chris's game before he goes any farther.
Not a great defender. Shoots.
Shooter.
You know, he kind of lost a step. But you need him to make a clutch three. He usually buries it.
That's true. Kloop, continue.
So we go out there. It's like, it's me and a few kids from my class, and then some younger dudes, but we had 10 kids on the alumni team against 5 kids who are currently on the varsity team. We played 4 quarters, 10-minute quarters. First quarter,
gassed.
Basketball is exhausting.
Yeah.
The first 5 minutes, we go down 15-3. Okay, so we're subbing out every 5 minutes.
What's the crowd like?
Not a deep crowd, but there were probably like, there was some, there. You know what's funny? There were some, you know, our headmaster was there. A bunch of people that we knew from the administration were there in like the first half.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the game, the crowd had really dwindled.
Yeah.
Like not a lot of people stuck around for the conclusion.
Well, they got out to the 15-3 start. And
but
people,
they missed.
They probably thought we're out.
What turned into an epic conclusion.
Right.
And that's kind of where I come in here. First of all, I poured in 2 threes during regulation.
Okay.
Then we go to the last 5 minutes. We're down 2, 20 seconds left. I attack the paint. I go to dish it to one of my buddies. I get fouled. I'm at the line. 2 shots to tie the game, 10 seconds left. The first one, pure. The second one, I juiced it off the back rim.
Off the back.
So we foul, okay? So now I'm pretty bummed out, but we foul. The kid makes both. Very clutch, actually. And makes both. We're down.
Credit where credit's due.
Credit where credit's due. The kid, I don't know his name, but he poured him. And so, all right. So then there's like 4 seconds left. I'm like, timeout. Then the ref is pretty lenient. He's an assistant coach. So I was like, we're playing NBA rules. We're going side out instead of full court because I wanted to get us to get a good look at a three. So I catch in the corner, open look off the screen. I pull it up. I put it right up, and I come up with nothing but air. Just.
I asked him short or long. He said it was left.
It was not short. It was off. It was off center, and it was short.
Oh no, Clope.
Oh, the play drawn up for you, Clope?
No, but I just happened to get pretty open.
They were drawing up plays.
No, yeah, there was.
You weren't good off the ball.
And Zach goes, did you know when it left your hand? I said, yeah, it had absolutely no chance out of the hand.
You lost your legs.
I need a moment.
There wasn't
That's
even
only the second time I'm hearing this, and I totally forgot about it, you telling me about it, to be honest. And
yeah.
That retelling was even better.
There wasn't even a moment where I thought I just hit a game-tying buzzer-beater three.
You should.
On the initial telling of it, I thought you had hit a game-winning shot.
If I had, I would have left the gym. Like, to tie the game, I would have walked. I had already decided I was going to walk out, get in the car. That's it, man.
So how were the kids you played against? Were they pretty good?
There were a few of them that were really good. One specifically really out-athleticed most of our guys. But we hung in there. I mean, it was a tight game. It didn't help. They had no substitution. So you think we had kind of an advantage getting to sub half the quarters. But it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Man. I mean, personally, there were some shortcomings, but it was a good day all around.
Zach, what do you make of all that?
I can't believe that he was the one that went for the last shot.
I love it.
I was
what
so
was your percentage during the game?
I'd say like 2 for 6, 2 for 7 from deep.
So you were fired.
Oh, when I got it, I was pulling.
Yeah, you're okay. Making the trip to Stanford for the alumni game. You're letting fire, right?
I'm going
to
shoot, yeah.
Wow, that's good. Well, you guys are about to have, what, 3 consecutive sleepovers at the parents' house
yeah,
in Connecticut?
This is night 2 of 3.
You're in charge of the dogs.
Tomorrow night.
Just for one night.
You got a free meal out of it.
You got a free meal. I was going to ask if that was pro bono work. You got a meal.
I made sure to confirm that with mom and dad.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't leave you too with too much responsibility, luckily. Are you excited about Florida?
Oh, yeah.
Both of you.
I love to get down there and recharge. New Year. This is a great time of year.
You think that people would be surprised or unsurprised by the amount of football that we watch on not just a vacation, but a warm weather vacation in the winter?
I think people have probably a good amount of idea how much football I watch.
But I still think they'd be somewhat surprised.
Me too.
The bar is high, and we step right over it.
Yeah,
it's tough to squeak in a nooner when it's 75 and sunny, but you find a way.
Hey, mom, the Cactus Bowl's on, so no beach
just
for me.
Just open the door up, you know, and you can have the TV on. It's
right,
fun.
You can really get in Florida. It really feels like you're outside even when you're inside.
So, Z-Loop, you you take on Dad in tennis today in a precursor to what's sure to be a showdown in Florida. What happened in the match?
Well, you want to know, so last time he played over Thanksgiving, I beat him once, and then he beat me 6-0, bageled me.
What the hell happened?
I had a little sour taste in my mouth. Today I got him 6-3, so...
Indoor match.
Indoor match, the courts are fast, which helps me. He's a clay court player. He gets everything.
Clue, a lot to talk about out of the week in the NFL.
It seems
and
like...
I want to do it as delicately as we can. Zach came on the show. He's doing the phoner. He doesn't want to dissect it too much, but we got to talk about it. I'm not going to be a dick about it. We'll start with Rodgers, and then we'll move on from there, and we're just going to be really nice about it. Okay, Clue?
Okay.
Who doesn't agree?
All right, before we get going on NFL, I want to nail something down. We're drafting, end of the show. We're doing teen drama movies.
That's what I have here.
Not shows, only movies,
yeah,
teen dramas. I just saw one over the weekend that I hadn't seen in a long time.
Oh, yeah, I think and we discussed this.
It is high on my board. We did?
Yeah,
wow,
it's on my board, clue, too. Put that in your pocket.
So, okay, teen drama, movie, draft, end of the show.
I like when I kind of think I know what your board looks like. It allows
you don't
me
know
to,
what my board looks
it
like.
Allows
you
me to strategize. It allows me to strategize.
You don't know
better
what my board looks like. Okay. NFL, let's begin with Rodgers' return. Zach set the stage for me at the house yesterday. Why is it always the heart attack pack?
Well, this year it was exciting. I mean, they lost. It's over now. It'll probably get shut down, but the fact that he went out there and had a chance to make a run was pretty exciting. He clearly just wasn't himself, and so it's hard for me to be mad at the guy who's, you know, the best to do it and came up short on a couple big throws that he usually wouldn't have made, so he clearly wasn't himself. So it's hard for me to be that upset about the loss, considering how far they would have had to go. But it sucked nonetheless.
Z-Loop, not it, like, it didn't take a trained football eye to see what was happening with him. Like, there were throws that in his mind he clearly thinks he can make when he's healthy, because he can make them, that he just was short on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, there was a pass up the middle where he had Cobb wide open over the whole defense that he put about, like, 8 to 10 yards short of where it's supposed to be. Rolling out to Jordy, same deal. He just short-armed a couple that clearly came from breaking his collarbone and his throwing arm. You know?
So do you want to see him keep playing or what?
Well, the only way that they stay alive is if Atlanta loses out, which is possible, but unlikely. It would have to start with – if Atlanta beats Tampa Bay tonight, they're out of it. So then he would get – then I don't see any need for him to play.
So you want him to sit if you're mathematically eliminated?
For sure, yeah. I think he will.
Klute?
One thing of note, because I watched the game with Zach, he really didn't like it when I told him what I would tell Rodgers if I was Coach McCarthy, but I still want to tell you.
Okay.
I said, just pretend he's 5 yards further than where he is, you know, and throw it intentionally hard.
Yeah, that,
no, it's perfect advice. I hope someone said that to him.
maybe at the end of the game he did. He's like, hey, did you think about this?
Right. Just club up.
Oh, God.
No, but in all seriousness, I mean, yesterday did show that Aikman talked about it during the game. He said it's unprecedented sort of what happened. To break the collarbone on your throwing side and to have it not fully healed and to still go out there and tee it up is extremely admirable, and it hasn't happened before. And you could see yesterday probably why that is. And he still, and I also said this to Zach, by the end of the game, though, it looked like he had things a little bit more figured out. Like, he was playing really well on those last two drives. The fumble wasn't his fault at all. If they don't fumble that, I'm sure they go in and score a touchdown to tie the game. So, disappointing ending, because it looked like the rust was starting to come up by the end of the game.
Yeah, the fumble was so tough. He did get better as the game went on. And just from a fan of the game's perspective, not a fan of the Packers, it's so disappointing for them to not be in the hunt, because he is so exciting to watch play, and there's so little excitement elsewhere in the league from where I sit, that it was just awesome to have him back for 1 week in the mix. And I know it hurts Zach more than it does me, but like, for you and I, the casual fan, there just aren't that many storylines, and Rodgers, every time he steps onto the field, is a storyline, Chris.
That's why I think they need to put the 49ers in the playoffs. They haven't lost with Garoppolo. Yeah, get him in there. Give him the sixth seed. Let him work his magic. He plays Brady in the Super Bowl. We're good to
go. Jimmy marched down the field as good as anybody I've ever seen yesterday to win the game.
What about the way the ball comes out of his hand, Zach? No, I'm serious, because it's Rodgers-esque how quick his release is and the zip it comes out of the hand with.
It makes you wonder how nobody else tried to trade for him earlier.
Chris, could it be like a black mark on Belichick and the Patriots if this kid turns out to be great?
There are no black marks really on the Patriots, no matter what happens. I understand where you're coming from. It's certainly for the Browns and all these other
teams who
probably could have made a deal. Not only who passed on him, because I mean, this is a guy who came out of, I think, not even Northern Illinois, Eastern Illinois. So everybody passed on him, but I'm just saying, like, there he was gettable with the right deal, I think, for the last 2 years. So there's been a lot of teams that have had quarterback needs who were unsure about pulling the trigger on him, and kudos to the Niners, because it looks like they got something rolling there, and they're going to be good.
That was awesome watching him Sunday afternoon win that game. I'm very excited for the Garoppolo era. And the jerseys, Zach, I mean, those are some of the most crisp unis in the entire league. To have Jimmy,
good to be Jimmy Garoppolo.
God, it's good to be Jimmy.
He's at San Francisco. They never lose.
It's all working. Couple other things I wanted to mention, Kloop, about the week that was in the NFL. The measurement in the Raiders and the Cowboys game. And the idea that we are still measuring spots the way we do in football was highlighted like it has never been before when Gene Steratore took out that no card and decided the game that way.
I mean, you have two guys with the yardage markers, like, walking down the field throughout the game to mark the first downs at the sport that is a billion-dollar industry in the year 2017. You have to wonder how there's not some sort of chip technology that you could put in the ball that would just tell you the answer to these questions.
Is there not? I mean... Can we get this figured out?
I mean, Elon Musk landed a rocket in the middle of the ocean.
Musk
so
was the name that popped into my head.
My assumption is it's possible.
We need to get our big thinkers on this because
Musk.
Because we are deciding, and now what? The Cowboys are right back in the playoff hunt.
Well, I mean, what about the catch rule? We don't know what a catch is.
We haven't even gotten there yet.
We don't know what a catch is.
We don't know what a catch is, but we certainly don't know what a spot is because these guys are running out. We got the chains. Why? What's the point of the chain, Chris?
Well, it's, you know, it creates jobs, the chain gang.
No, it creates jobs.
No question. Good for the economy.
It is like an illusion to think that the chain means anything. And now we got note cards. It was just nuts. But talk about what a catch is because we don't know what that is either.
Well, I kind of want to throw this to Zach. Zach, because we'll start with, it's funny because the day starts with the big game being Packers-Panthers. Two calls in that game. One, I can't remember the guy's name, but the big catch in the back of the end zone that even Greg Olsen, the tight end of the Panthers, is yelling at his coach, don't challenge that.
Yeah, he Riverboat shakes
it.
Him off.
He didn't catch it. Riverboat gives him the shake. He's like, no, I'm challenging.
Boat.
And so they challenged
the
this.
The crowd went nuts. Riverboat had his throw.
I mean, when the boat has the crowd by the neck like that, he throws the red flag.
He's like, Greg, I got to give them what they want here, pal.
You know, this is part of the job, pal.
This put asses in the seats. They come to see Riverboat roll the dice on big challenges. So this guy, they are literally talking about the guy's ass cheeks. Mike Pereira used the expression.
What was he saying?
He was talking. Yeah. Zach, can you explain it? What happened with the cheeks?
Did he say butt cheek?
No, not butt
one
cheeks. Cheeks.
One cheek is 2 feet.
2017, but serious that, adults.
But even I was surprised.
Can someone write that on a whiteboard for me? Just so I get it, it's definitely in the rule book for sure. 1 cheek equals 2 feet.
But and that was more surprising to me than the Steelers catch.
Than the Steelers catch.
Because it looked like he just landed out of bounds, which I still think it did.
Chris, what about the Steelers?
That's just a touchdown that they
you
changed.
You think that's a touchdown?
Dude, I don't know anymore, man. I just don't know.
I think based on the rule as we are explained, it is that was not.
Okay, fine.
It wasn't.
All right, so
it's exactly what happened to Dez Bryant.
Okay, so my question is, because going forward, there obviously is going to be a lot. When you have a game that is watched by that many people, that is such a high-profile game, and it's, you know, it is funny because Dez Bryant was like that too, there's going to be clamoring for change for the Rules Committee. My question is, like, how do you fix this? Do you just err more on the side of giving the receiver a catch when in doubt? There's never going to be a simple way when you have this many angles to slow things down.
Yes.
There's always going to be this huge margin to screw up calls.
And how different things look in slow motion than they do in real time. How many times do you see a catch or non-catch and the quote-unquote football move only really looks like a football move when you slow it down in Exmo, you know?
Well, even – and then Dan Patrick today, I was listening to that, and he had Pereira on. And Pereira is just going through this. He literally is like, okay, so the six criteria of a catch.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm
He's
out.
Reading from
I'm
the
done.
Rule book.
I'm tuned out. Once you start talking about six criteria for catching a football, it's they have to simplify this. I don't care. I don't care who it like helps, the defense or the offense, but they have to simplify this because they look like idiots on Sunday when you're talking about ass cheeks and you're taking away touchdowns.
I mean, you can just see. You can see the playoff meltdown scenario. If that play happens in a playoff game, there are going to be riots in the streets.
Are we talking cheeks or are we talking going to the ground?
And we're in an NFC or AFC championship game and Joe Buck is talking about cheeks. I'm telling you, an American city is going to burn.
I hear you.
Also, one thing that, like, watching as much football as you do, I knew that Steelers catch wasn't a catch. That guy's got to know he's got to keep the ball all the way to the ground.
You got to hang on to the ball.
You got that's the rule. That's how it is. Maybe the rule's not good, but judging by the rule, it's not a catch. Like, you got to reach over the plane and you got to bring the ball.
But
back.
Zach, my question is, how is that different? I know this is really specific. I'm imagining a lot of people who are listening also watch the Packers game, the last play of the game, a fumble by Randall Cobb. Is the difference that Randall Cobb wasn't going to the ground?
That wasn't Cobb. That was Allison.
Excuse me. Geronimo Allison. Is the difference is he wasn't going to the ground? Because to me, he and the Steelers player had the ball for the same amount of time before it comes loose.
No, I think that – I didn't think that Allison fumbled either. I thought, like, if I'd seen that play just out of nowhere, I would have said incomplete pass, and that was one where the call on the field just stood. But it's – when the ball's hitting the ground, it's much easier for the ref to tell if it comes loose. Like, if the player's running – then they have to judge whether he's gotten, like, the 2 feet down. But I thought that was bullshit, too.
It's exhausting. It's exhausting. And then they were talking on Dan Patrick about how the cheek, like, flattens when it hits the ground. That's how the cheeks were designed. And so, is it the beginning of the butt cheek touching, or is it the end when it's at its flattest? I don't know.
It's at its flattest point.
When it's at the flattest, it's out of bounds.
I know.
Anyway.
It's nuts. It was one of the best, if not the best, games I've watched all year. You know,
Zach said when Tony Romo calls a game, quote, "It's the new football."
Well,
it's football 2.0.
I was
going to
bring
Zach
that up.
I
can't even think of anything specific, but Zach, he was electric yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know why Nance is still in the booth.
There's too much Nance.
It's too much Nance.
Are you got to get the hashtag too much Nance going.
No one in the history of having opinions has ever done more of a 180 on anything.
No.
And Zach has
literally
on Tony
Romo.
Literally
wanted him in a coffin.
And now
after he did the first Packers game of the season
because
he missed like two Rodgers checkdowns. And now,
yeah, that was annoying.
And now you would literally take a bullet for this man.
He talks about Romo the way North Koreans talk about Un. Like, that's the way it's discussed in our house.
He should do the Super Bowl, blind. He should do Wimbledon.
During the game, he's like, "Dad, shut up. Shut up, Romo."
Let Romo.
And now
you are
trolling Dad to a certain extent now, too. You know that.
Yeah, but Dad's my favorite. I love you.
He's my
Shout out, Dad.
Shout out, Dad. Romo Electric, great game. It's the new football. What else?
Yeah, it's like football 2.0. I would turn the TV off and listen rather than watch on mute.
Dude, so, I mean, we brought this up last week or was it the week before. Should we have him? Is it most productive to have him on Red Zone? Ultimately, when NFL viewing becomes whatever it's going to become, you know, streaming and you're watching every game all in the vein of Red Zone. That's where I want Romo, whipping me around the whole league.
Go ahead, Zach.
For him, dude. He needs to be able to settle into the game. He needs to get in the flow.
The narrative.
And then he gets hot.
Become a part of it. And then he's getting
it's
heated
hard
up.
It's flying around. I mean, if anyone could do it, no, Dad would be him. But it's pretty good the way it is.
It would be tremendous had Jay Cutler been a Fox broadcaster, just to see the dichotomy between two.
The
people would hate
rivalry.
Cutler.
I'm going to be, who knows? You can end up Team Cutler.
Imagine if Jay is just like.
Romo is paving the way, and soon everyone's going to be like this.
I mean, Greg Olsen did that one game, and he did a great job. It's so easy for these guys who are in the league or 1 year out of the league to break down what they're seeing. I think you're totally right. I think we're going to see it more and more, and why wouldn't you do it? If you're a pro, Chris, that is capable of broadcasting, and you can either play three more years of the league or get in the booth. Which are you going to
get
do?
In the booth?
Yeah.
Can't be good for broadcasting shelf life, though, if that's your opinion.
No. No. No.
They're like, sorry, man, 10 years,
yeah.
You're out.
No,
no more Pat Summerall.
Exactly. What else did I want to mention? McVay just steamrolling the Seahawks. And him and Wade Davis, I mean, it's my favorite buddy comedy going in the NFL right now. The youngest guy in the league and the oldest guy in the league, and they're just... They killed Seattle, man.
I'll tell you what, I didn't watch one second of that game. Chris just kept telling me the score. I didn't have to watch.
They didn't even throw it. They just handed it to Gurley all game.
Another guy who Zach loves is McVay.
Zach?
Yeah, I do. He's my favorite. He completely turned the whole thing around. It's incredible. I hope they win the Super Bowl. If the Packers are out, I'm rooting for the Rams.
I mean, Chris, the NFC right now, when you look at it, and you look at Minnesota and New Orleans and Carolina and L.A.
Atlanta.
Dallas, if they sneak in. Like, total crapshoot. You can see any one of those teams making a run.
Yeah, and playing Brady now that they've clinched home field.
And playing Brady.
And
exactly.
There's no doubt what's going to happen on the other side. So I agree. Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I'm team Jags.
Yes.
Just like Zach's
that was
team Rams.
Next on my list, Bortles. Yeah. Go ahead.
Really like the Jags. Love Marone. He has a bologna sandwich every time they win. He celebrates with a personal bologna sandwich.
Is Blake Bortles...
No, he's not good.
Okay, is he good enough to win a Super Bowl?
I don't know.
Because
really
we've seen
right
quarterbacks maybe not as bad as Bortles, but not that much better. I'm thinking Brad Johnson... I'm thinking Trent Dilfer, who have managed to win Super Bowls with great defenses. I don't know.
Well, I was saying to Zach...
I'm trying to talk myself into it, for
there
sure.
was an outside chance that the Jags could end up with home field in the AFC, and I actually believe that if they had home field, they would have had a chance to beat a team like the Steelers, the Patriots, just because of how great that defense is and how solid Fournette is. They're not going to... Bortles to Foxborough to win the AFC title game? No. No shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does seem like a stretch. I still...
that does seem like a stretch.
Bortles and Marone head up to Foxborough to claim the AFC title. That would be surprising.
I still like the Steelers in Foxborough.
There you go.
Kloop, Giants, before we move on. Looks like the number two is all but secure. I guess I don't want to play the who do you want game because I'm going to be happy getting any one of these kids. I like them all. Who is ultimately going to make this pick for the Giants?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Who is going to decide on what quarterback they take? Because it's such an important decision.
Well, this is what you got to do. You got to go head coach, GM, quarterback, clean slate.
Yes.
And those are all big decisions that have to be made. It's a huge offseason because as I was thinking about it today, as exciting as it is for the Giants to be able to select one of these guys, because never in a million years did you think, obviously, the season would go this poorly, but also that we would have a chance at Rosen or Darnold, who are both considered to be pretty special quarterback prospects. But also, you cannot screw this up if you're an organization, because if you do, we've seen what can happen if you mess up with the quarterback pick at the top.
I think that the Giants are in better position at number two than they are at number one, because you know the Browns get a crack at number one, but they'll screw it up, and then you fall with whoever they goes next.
So you want to.
Yeah, let them choose.
Let the Browns swing and miss. You end up with the other guy.
Yeah, it's a good barometer.
I actually really like that, Zach.
Yeah, because nobody's going to Cleveland and succeeding.
Chris, how can the Browns not win a game in 2 years? How can they not just by accident win a game?
Carefully.
I mean, it is amazing. In the ways in which they lose every week, they find a way. And for 2 years, they're going to go without a win.
It's not like every week they find a way to lose. A lot of weeks, they just get their asses kicked the whole game.
That's true.
They're not taking a lot of close L's. I think they've won twice. They have two covers this year against the spread.
Okay.
So the spread isn't even their friend. But yeah, it's pretty colossal failure. The thing that I read yesterday is that the Bengals want Hugh Jackson back. Wow. After the performance he's put on in Cleveland,
yeah,
how could you not?
That's a lot. And whatever the hell is happening in Cincinnati, I don't.
They really played for Marvin yesterday, didn't they?
That franchise. Oh, man, there's a lot of stuff in the NFL that is good to laugh
at. A lot of good and a lot of bad.
Whew, a lot of bad. Okay, I want to do Lupica Locks. One thing I want to get you on, Kloop, before we move on, is the balls going to one of your favorite one of your favorite European countries in Lithuania.
Yacht Week in Lithuania is outrageously
fun. I hear
fun.
Lithuania is the new Romania.
Yeah, very underrated. Yeah. Baltic, January, they start the season.
Main crop is wheat.
Yeah. I just wonder if either of these kids, in an honest moment, is like, yep, I want to do the Lithuania thing.
Yeah. I don't. Man, I don't know, but it's hard.
I just found Lithuania on a map. That's a nice spot.
Yeah, it's really nestled in there.
Yeah, it's solid, dude.
So, you think this whole thing might just be well outside their control?
Well, what's the over-under by the time they get pulled out of Lithuania? If I said a month before they're out?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm taking. Probably hammering the under.
Yeah, because, I mean, the kid from UCLA supposedly isn't even a true NBA prospect.
Right.
He's probably like, Dad, can I just stay at UCLA and, like, not play hoops?
Not live in Lithuania.
And live in, live in Brentwood.
Yeah.
It's very good.
He's like, you're going
to love
it.
He probably did that. He got a smooth thumbs it up.
And the dad was like, absolutely not. Lithuania it is.
How are they explaining it?
The balls don't explain. They tell you what's going on.
And they expect you to.
They tell you the shoe is 500. You give them the 500. You get the shoe.
I mean, it's right on the belt. Oh.
Zach, continuing to describe the geography of Lithuania.
Not a lot of people know where that is, dude.
Chris,
right, that's
in the frame on television of the Knicks-Laker game the other night.
Oh, him and Spike.
He could not have been more present in the shot. He's wearing this bright red shirt. He's standing on every make. It was like a second game going on, watching him down there.
Well, the other thing is he's not going to Lithuania with these kids. It's not like he's going to mentor his kids.
He'll
he's
make his pilgrimage. Putting, you know he'll make the trip, do the
over
state
under
visit.
He goes to Lithuania once.
No,
I'm taking the
it's once, I okay. think. But he's going.
I'm just saying, yeah, you're right. It's a sideshow, but you know what? Give the guy credit. This has lasted so much longer than I at least thought. He has one son, Lonzo, who is a marginal rookie player in the NBA, and he's taken this thing to heights you never thought that he would get. So congrats, LaVar.
I think he would accept that. Congratulations.
He would. He would not thank me for them.
With open arms.
It's cold in Lithuania, dude.
What's the weather like right now with Lithuania?
It's like 25.
25. Is that Celsius?
Because in that case, it's actually balmy.
All right, let's do picks. Some disagreement about if we were doing just this upcoming week in football. Are we going to do some futures? We're going to look at some bowl games, the whole nine?
We're doing pre-college football playoff bowl games.
Pre-college football. Okay. Lupica Locks.
This is Lupica Locks.
I'm a million-dollar man with a billion-dollar plan. From Wall Street to Tokyo to Hollywood, all your big money is going to stay and play with me. That's right. That's why they call me the million-dollar man.
Lupica Locks.
You better lock it up. You lock it up. You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
I have been a rich man, and I have been a poor man, and I choose rich every fucking time.
You think I'm joking? I'm not joking.
Chris, I'm going to start with the John O'Malley Memorial Lead Pipe Lock of the Week. You know one of my, at one time, favorite, and at another time, least favorite days of the year is the Army-Navy football game, because someone has to lose. And you know,
love the military.
I love the military. You never bet against the armed services. And in that game, you have to.
You just have to.
There's only two sides. You have to pick one. We went by sea. We lost.
They went by land.
The game ended up going by land. Army wins. Now, you tell me, they're 6.5-point dogs against San Diego State.
That's correct.
It's laughable. Okay. That's a lock.
What
of the
day is
right
that
there.
Game? Hold on. Let me get the bowl schedule up.
Get the schedule up. I don't care when it is, where it is.
And you know what they
Army
call that bowl, Alex?
Against San Diego State in the what bowl, Clue?
The Armed Forces Bowl.
Yeah, that's what I thought, San Diego State.
Yeah, the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. That'll be at 3:30 on December 23rd.
Huh. That'll be a good one.
Okay. Moving along.
All right, Zach, you want to go or you want me to go?
Cliff, you go. You're older.
I will go because I'm older. All right, starting tomorrow night in the Boca Raton Bowl, I will be taking Akron plus the 22.5. One of my favorite teams from the MAC against FAU. Kind of a scary game because Lane is known to run it up. Texas Tech, Alex's boy Cliff Kingsbury getting 2.5 against South Florida in the Birmingham Bowl. South Florida playing in the Birmingham Bowl for the second consecutive year. Doubt they're that excited about that.
Yeah, that's tough.
I got Kansas State laying 2.5 versus UCLA out in the Cactus Bowl. Never bet against Bill Snyder ever, but definitely not in a bowl game. And I bet Rosen doesn't ultimately play that game, Zach.
And I was thinking about that, too. It's tricky.
I mean, if he does, you start to work. But why in the world would Rosen play in that game?
To spin, dude.
Kid but against, wants to spin, Chris.
Against that Kansas State defense?
Yes, Chris. Number three wants to play.
Ugh, I don't know. UCLA is like the worst running defense in the country. Kansas State's going to keep them off the field, even if Rosen plays. I'll be taking another MAC team, Ohio against UAB in one of my favorite bowls that takes place down in Nassau.
The Bahamas Bowl.
Yep. One of the best. UAB just got their program back. They went 8-4. Everyone loves them.
Nothing like a just got your program back motivation.
Yeah, but Ohio, the Bobcats, could have played for the MAC championship, got some bad luck. I think they lay it on Birmingham. And lastly, Harbaugh laying 7.5 against South Carolina in the Outback Bowl, January 1st. Circle that one, folks.
Loop.
That's a good job, Loop. Some of those I like.
Others he did not.
Well. Yeah. The first pick. This is on December 22nd, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. I'll be taking Wyoming -3 against Central Michigan. Josh Allen likely to play. Never really got to see him play. Maybe, you know, he just pours it on. Utah -7 versus West Virginia in the heart of Dallas Bowl. And that's on December 26th.
Greer is not playing in that game, right?
I can't imagine he is, no.
But he is coming back, Will Greer, 2018.
Right.
Where are the Heisman futures for our guy Will Greer next year?
His finger went bye-bye during their last game. He won't be playing. They're awful without him. December 28th, the Military Bowl. I'll be taking Navy -1 against Virginia. The Holiday Bowl, December 28th, Washington State -2 against... I actually didn't write down who they were playing. But lay the 2.
Just if you see that game, you just take Washington State. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Take Wazoo.
And finally, Stanford +2.5 against TCU in the Alamo Bowl. Bryce Love also is going to play. Washington State, by the way, playing Michigan State. Not that it mattered.
Zach, any early thoughts? I don't know if we're going to have another show before the college football playoff because that will require us to record down in Florida. So
I also get back to his apartment fired up during Christmas.
Yeah, okay. In the case
by myself, monologue, 30 minutes, my thoughts on American politics.
Periscoped for the fans.
Periscoped on Twitter. You can watch it around the Christmas fire with your family.
Yes. After Love Actually is over, fire up Alex, giving you takes on everything from North Korea to LeVar Ball. Zach, any initial thoughts, college football playoff, anything standing out to you in those two games from a, you know, Lupica Lock perspective?
Honestly, I am pretty lost when it comes to these two games. I don't have a clear feel either way. Neither of the teams are super public sides, which would make it easier.
Roll Tide isn't public.
What'd you say?
Bama isn't super public.
No, 52% of the tickets are on Clemson right now. 57% on Oklahoma. I don't know. I think it's anybody's to win, and that's what I'm pretty excited for.
The key matchup that I look at with those two games, well, two things stick out to me. One is, Deshaun Watson diced Bama last year in the air, and it's still unclear if Kelly Bryant, the Clemson quarterback, is that capable of a thrower, and he's going to have to make throws to beat Bama. And the other thing that sticks out to me is just, can Oklahoma's run defense keep Georgia off the field? Because I think Georgia is just going to try to keep that game, try to run the ball and keep Baker off the field, and if they can do that, they can win that game. But
that's gonna be. I'm just as excited for that game. That's gonna.
They're both great.
They're awesome.
Completely clashing styles in Oklahoma and Georgia, and then Clemson, Bama, the three match. It's pretty great.
Kloop, satisfied? Army 6.5 San Diego State. Lock of the week.
Armed Forces.
Yeah,
both.
Zach, love the Navy pick. Let's do.
You're easy to please.
Let's do a draft. We're doing teen drama movies.
And make sure to wish people happy holidays on the way.
Yeah, and happy holidays right now. And if I forget at the end of the show, happy holidays. All right, time for the draft. And we've decided that I'm going to go ahead and get the first pick. Haven't gotten the first pick in a while. And I'm going to take the movie that I watched over the weekend that Chris and I were just talking about. Maybe it's because it's freshest to my mind. Maybe it's because it really is the number one pick. She's All That. Number one pick, Freddie Prinze Jr. Opening scene, walking in, class president, looks at his... In this movie, there's a portrait of him in the school like there would be of the president of the United States. Checks himself out in the portrait, and on we go.
Slightly adjusted, because he doesn't like the way it's
hanging. Slightly adjusted. Before you know it, Paul Walker's in the shot, and you're on a ride.
Next 90 minutes.
And, man, those glasses. I mean, they are really deceiving, Chris. You know, she's got the glasses. No one really notices her. Lanny Boggs. She takes the glasses off. All of a sudden, everyone is turning their heads. It's a classic for the ages.
Yeah, not everything you see on the outside. That's a good lesson to be learned from that movie.
That's true.
Yeah, there are lessons in that film.
What happened to Freddie Prinze Jr.'s career? Because I have a feeling he might get mentioned again.
I tried to get him on the pod so many times.
I remembered you reaching out via DM. Did he decide to stop acting, or did that get decided for him?
He's married to Sarah Michelle Gellar, by the way.
Oh, well, that's beautiful.
Which is really nice. I think they met during I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Great.
Sneaky horror.
Great.
Things are great for him. He was on 24. Remember, he had that beef with Kiefer Sutherland we read about on the pod that time?
Okay.
But yeah, I've reached out to him. He hasn't touched
back.
Freddie, if you're listening to this, like, we'd love to have you. Anytime, we'll make time.
Okay. You are up with the second pick, Kloop.
Okay, great. Same thing to Ron Baker, by the way. I keep reaching out. Can't get in touch with him. Can't Hardly Wait, I'll go with my first pick. Jennifer Love Hewitt, classic film. Shout out Troop McNeely, one of the all-time scenes. So, I don't know what else to say.
Gorgeous.
There's a lot still left on my board. I'm going to go with 10 Things I Hate About You.
So good.
You've all seen it. It's a joy. And The Spectacular Now with Miles Teller.
Do you like you like Spectacular Now?
You don't?
I didn't we have a weird experience watching that where we just kept thinking that it was going to end in tragedy?
Yes. That's okay, Chris. Sometimes, not everything in life always works out.
All right, well, Zach, with an interesting turn there.
All right, so it's my pick, right?
Yep.
All right, so I'm going a little off the beaten path here. Adventureland. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
That is off the beaten path.
That movie's great.
For a reason.
By off the beaten path, you mean bad.
if by off the beaten path, you mean largely disliked.
Those who know, okay, and they're going to love that pick. And people are going to love that pick because that's a really good movie. Ryan Reynolds, the guy works at the amusement park in the 80s. Very, very good. Eisenberg, great stuff. Check it out if you haven't seen it.
Okay, so I've got the turn here.
With that further ahead.
And with that, I will go with Varsity Blues. Can't believe it's still on the board.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Absolutely stunned it's still on the board. And
is that a team drama or is that a sports movie?
What do you mean? It's high school. High school.
I came across this doing my research.
So did I. You think Varsity Blues isn't on my board?
It's a high school drama. You guys all had it on your board. That should be a pretty good indicator.
I looked at it.
It's not on my board because I passed over it.
You know what I did pass over? Varsity Blues is totally within bounds and I'm keeping it. So that's settled. The Skulls, I was a little questionable on. Because they are, in The Skulls, technically teenagers, if you consider the fact that they're freshmen in college.
I had The Skulls with one of my picks for Rotten Tomatoes when he was under 20. I think it only came in at 3.
But I'm not going to take it. I'm going to finish with Cruel Intentions, Kloop.
I was going to take that.
Wow.
Cruel Intentions, highly dark.
Yeah, very dark movie. Didn't see it until... I feel like that was one of the movies that people saw before they should have seen R-rated movies, who are my age, and it took me a while to see it and to work up the courage and finally saw it. That's a pretty dark film.
Okay, so this doesn't happen to me very often, but everything that is on my board is now... been taken.
Oh my gosh.
So
dude, can I give you a
throw a lifeline.
That's okay. I'm gonna go with Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The original teen drama kind of set the bar. Also, I once saw Matthew Broderick in a grocery store, which was a joy.
Cool. That was one of two I was choosing between. I'm glad you got that. I'm going to go with 17 again with Zac Efron and Matthew Perry. It's a little role reversal movie, kind of like Mean Girls. Efron and Matthew Perry switch. It's very good.
Yeah, Mean Girls left on my board here. That's more of a comedy. I guess it could have squeaked by.
Yeah, a lot of your things on your board were kind of sketchy.
You're having trouble with genres.
Zach, what do you finish with here?
17 again.
Yeah, and what else?
Oh, I have 17 again. Spectacular Now, 10 Things I Hate About You.
All right, Kloop, Can't Hardly Wait, Adventureland, perplexing pick. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and I've She's All That, Varsity Blues, Cruel Intentions. I gotta say, I really don't think I win a lot of these, but this one I think I'm running away with.
Yeah, Varsity Blues is not really a teen drama, but we're
Varsity Blues is 100% teen drama. Glad we decided that. And Chris,
Happy
what was
holidays.
There's one more. Oh, yeah. Happy Holidays. Happy Holidays, everyone.